out of all the people in America, only 6% of people in the United States have the kind of account that we're talking about, have the ability to say, I do self-banking. I don't ever have to borrow from anybody. I do it myself. I pay myself, and I have my money growing. I have a private reserve account. Only 6%, are you ready for this? Of 97% of that 6% make $250,000 a year or more. Well, our CEO and founder said, wait a minute, I think people, since everybody can take advantage of it, why should it only be high-paying people and rich people doing it? Let me bring this down so we can have our everyday person who just wants to go out and win finally financially for their family. They want to go out and work hard and do things right, but put their money in the right place, that even if they don't become a star builder, they can still take care of their family in ways that they've never seen before. They can still see $1 million under their rocking chair at some point. That's what we're about to go into, and I want you to focus in on this, but I'm going to start by, so you understand how real this can be for you, I want to hear from Mr. Gerald Parker just what the private reserve account has done for you. It gets me goosebumps every time you talk about it, but Gerald, can you just focus in on that part and just let everybody know why they need to focus on this call? Because when you first heard this and you focus, it's changed everything for you. So can you let them know what the power of the private reserve account can do for you, because what it's done for you personally?
Oh, absolutely, Mr. Tolson. Listen, and thank you for having me on this side of the call. And as you said earlier, 6% of the population only has access. So when that was explained to me, I was clear to me that it was a tool of the wealthy. But here's the thing that still blows my mind, the fact that I, an average guy, has an opportunity to play the game on this level with the potential of these high yields and returns, no risk of loss. And then I didn't need $5, $10, $15, $20,000 to get started. $350, by the way, came from an instant pay raise that was created for me by the CPA. I took that money to jumpstart this account. Now, because of the growth of my MWR financial business, I have been able to increase that contribution and continue to increase that contribution every single month, because we've got a target date to have well over $1 million. But here's the thing. I compare this private reserve account to my current 401k. I'm contributing enough to get the match. But even with that match, Mr. Tolson, I'm scheduled to work for these guys for another 25 years. Physically nor mentally will I make it. I mean, when we look at the private reserve account, the current rate of growth that it's having now, I'm scheduled to retire in 10 years versus 25. So right out of the gate, we dropped 15 years off of my potential retirement date because of the private reserve account. This thing is outpacing my 401k by 10 times. I've never seen anything like this. And again, to have the opportunity to be put in this position using this tool that wealthy people use every single day, it's clear to me now how wealthy people get rich and stay rich. If they've got tools like this that they can take full advantage of. So now we have an opportunity to share this with anybody, the average guy, anybody. It doesn't matter where you are. You can afford to do this, and it's absolutely worth looking at. But it's been a life changer for me, sir. But here's probably the best feeling I get out of all of it. Yes, it's got me in a position where I don't ever have to worry about money again, and my financial future is secure. But my grandson, I'm so excited for him because of what we'll be able to leave, the legacy that this thing is helping me create. And that's the excitement. But the thing has been so good to me that I've opened a second one, and again, with zero money out of pocket nearly, because we used the profits from the first one to fund the second one. So that's how creative this thing can be and how crazy it can get for you if you really, really take it seriously. But it's truly, I always say it, this is truly my favorite topic right here, my favorite subject and my favorite call, because this thing, I've got money working for me. As I sleep at night, money works. No excuses. It shows up. It does what it has to do, and it continues to compound. And that's an exciting feeling to see it happening in your own life. Back to you, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Gerald. I truly appreciate that. And ladies and gentlemen, what's interesting about Gerald's story is he started off as an employee. He had a job. And then he literally, so he was trading time for money. He started his MWR financial business. So then he moved to the self-employed part, but then he recognized he wasn't going to stay there. He understood we had the trap door to get you over to be a business owner so you can own your own system, and that's what MWR Financial's put together, where you have a system that you own and can build it and go out and build a big business, because when you do that, which is 500 people or more, you now have a big business, and that's the kind of B that the business owner they're talking about. But what ultimately happens is here's where they leave everybody off. No one talks about the I. And you saw Gerald, he didn't have to wait till he had a big business. He could start, he started this immediately. Immediately. There's somebody that's just getting started with MWR tonight, so they might be a W-2 employee right here, so they just barely became self-employed by having their own home-based business through MWR Financial, and now can jump right over here to the I where their money is working for them, because you can never outwork your money. And see, this right side of the quadrant is where leverage takes place. Leverage is the, if I had to put a common denominator with rich and wealthy people, what they have and what they utilize is they recognize, understand the power of leverage. So now they have people working with them to help them make more money, and they now have their money making more money, and money cannot be outworked, because money working for you is absolutely relentless in your favor. Now, that being said, let's talk about the wealth generation and education strategies of WealthMax. See, you get your money making money for you. Notice we didn't say you get somebody else's money, your money, and you get unlimited consultation with real wealth experts. So think about what Gerald just said. He was able to get another one, and the creativity, he didn't have to be creative. He didn't have to figure that out. He had the experts telling him every step of the way and even letting him know, hey, you can get a second one, what you're doing, and this is going to put you even closer to your goal, and that's what he took advantage of. So you get unlimited consultations with real wealth experts. They do a professional analysis to help develop the best wealth plan for you and your family. This is not a one-size-fits-all. This is specific to you. Now, we're talking tonight about self-banking, which is a private reserve account, and how you can get that set up. And so I'm telling you, you'll want to schedule a consultation after this call immediately, because this is the best way to save, grow, and protect your money tax-free with no risk of loss, and you will see that. Next week, we'll talk about land banking. So with that being said, let's go on and get into this, and let's talk about the four cornerstones of a strong financial foundation. Now, in those cornerstones, what you want is you want to have growth. We all want that. We also want to have safety, because no, we work way too hard for our money. We don't want to lose it, but then we want tax advantages. We want free access. We want it to grow tax-free. We want to be able to access it tax-free, and we want to be able to pass it on to our heirs tax-free. And then you want protection. So if anything ever happened that you didn't know was going to happen, something unexpected or timing was off, that you're protected. And so that's what we're going to discuss tonight. Now let's talk about the demographics of life. Boy, if you get three syllables on me, I mess up. Here's what happens. We're experiencing the greatest retirement crisis in the history of the world. In the coming decades, they say millions are going to retire into poverty, and this too frail to work, too poor to retire is going to be the new normal. Now, this isn't me saying it or MWR Financial saying it. This is Forbes.com saying it. So why did this all happen? Well, it happened because in the 1980s, we still had 60% of the population, of the workforce population, had pensions. And what a pension simply meant is that they're going to pay you a certain amount of money when you retire for the rest of your life, guaranteed a certain income you're going to be paid for the rest of your life. Well, fast forward to 2016, only 4% have pensions. That's it. That's all. So that's what's changed the game for everything. But let's talk about the truth about money. Here's some ugly truth, is that the 401k, you heard Gerald just talk about it, is a lousy product and a financial flop. Now, it says, listen to this, that retirement dreams are disappearing with the 401ks. Trillions of dollars have evaporated from those accounts, and a retirement system has jeopardized the financial security of tens of millions of people. That's not me saying it. That's not Mr. Brian Howe saying it. That's MWR. It's not MWR Financial saying it. This is what CBS News in 60 Minutes says. Now, if you also look, and they say that the 401k is a total scam. they remain one of the most egregious scams in modern finance, leaving 401k management fees as the last great ripoff of retirement savings. That was Forbes.com. Then the retirement gamble. The 401k system has been a failed experiment for the middle-class Americans. That's who we help. That is that when we talk about the 150 million Americans out there, the W-2 employees, those are middle-class Americans. And this was an experiment, and it failed. On us, not on the rich. They didn't participate in this, on us. See, that's why we can't, oh my goodness, that's why you got to go out here and let people know what we do and what we have, because they just don't know. Oh, I'm telling you. So anyway, it's a failed experiment because it was never designed with the middle class in mind. The whole system needs to be reformed. That's PBS.org and Frontline. See, here's three major reasons why this is the case. Number one, stock market risk. Number two, hidden and excessive fees that cost us sometimes upwards of 30% in fees. And then number three, the tax risk. So when you think about it, in the future, do you think taxes will be the same, lower, or higher? And we all think they're going to be higher. We know they are. So here's the retirement gamble. This is the old way of thinking. See, first you use your pre-tax dollars to invest in a company-sponsored 401k, then you contribute as much as possible, and you receive a limited match from your employer. All this so you can fund your retirement and pay taxes later. This is a post-pension era mindset that's been burned into the American psyche, and the question is it possible that this is exactly what we should not be doing? Well, let's talk about how the rules have changed in the new rules of retirement. See, now you want to save using after-tax dollars and pay taxes on the seed, not the harvest. You want to stay away from your company 401k plans if they do not provide a matching contribution. And then you never want to send any extra money to your 401k above what the company will match. And that's what you heard Mr. Gerald Parker talk about. He's only sending what the company will match. He's not overfunding it anymore. And you, because see, overfunding it is like playing Russian roulette with your retirement. See, your goal is to grow your money with zero risk, access your retirement dollars tax-free, and create an income tax-free inheritance for your heirs. That's what you're looking to do. Now, let's talk about some investment options. If these investments, and you've heard of them before, mutual funds, stocks, savings, CDs, bonds, treasuries, you get taxed now with those. Then you tax later are 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, annuities, savings bonds, and then tax never. That's what we're talking about, Roth IRAs. The challenge with Roth IRAs, they have annual limits. Then you have the private reserve account. That's what we're gonna. That's what we're gonna really get into here in just a moment here tonight. And then there's a few other tax-free vehicles. But the private reserve account is something that every person that hears my voice, they have a chance to put together for them and their families and change everything for them. Okay. So the question I ask is, which vehicle would you choose? And of course, you would choose the private reserve account. But we'll make that clear here in just a moment. Let's talk about the old approach versus the new approach. What I'm going to do is give an example of two people, exact same age, 35 years old. They're both contributing $400 a month for 30 years at a 7.5% return. One of them, they buy some term insurance and they have no living benefits. The other one puts in a 401k and with $100 a month that their employee is matching, and they have a 1% management fee, where the other just buys a private reserve account. Okay, so here's what happens: the old approach, that person to have the 401k, by the time they look up 35 years later, their 401k is worth $409,000, almost $410,000. They want to have a net income of $52,000 a year. They have to take out almost $70,000 a year because they're paying almost $17,500 in taxes just to get, now that they're being taxed on the harvest, just to get down to that net income of $52,000. That's the old approach. The new approach, see, the person with the PRA, so we take like Mr. Gerald Parker, has almost $428,000 in his PRA. He wants $52,000 a year in income. He takes out $52,000. He doesn't have to take out any additional monies. So here's the interesting thing. In 13 years following the old approach, at the age of 78, when you need the money the most, you run out of money because you keep taking, you're taking that $52,000 a year, so your total income is over just only $591,000, where if you die at 100 years old, and you know why you live that long? Because you had no stress. So you took all the financial stress out of your life. You hear people that live have a stress-free life. They're happy. They're filled with joy. They're not worried about not only themselves but their family. They know they're going to leave a legacy. They live a long time. So can you imagine? I'm just use Gerald as an example. If he was receiving $52,000 a year for 35 years, because from 65 to 100, and then all of a sudden that means he would have collected more than $1.8 million. And here's the legacy that he's leaving. His family is still left with over almost $655,000, ready for this, all tax-free, income tax-free, powerful. And here's the difference. The new approach made a seven-figure difference for the same money. Now, here we all remember the crash of 2008, where the average loss was almost 39%. Why was that the case? Because of market risk. See, everybody's money was in the market, and it crashed. But let's talk about the effects of risk on retirement accounts. This is something most people don't even think about or know or even understand. But if you started with $100,000 and you lost 10% of your money, you're left with $90,000. We all got that. Everybody can kind of figure that out. But if I ask the average person, well, what would it take to get back to even, to get back to your $100,000 in value, the average person would say 10%. Because they lost 10, let me just gain 10. But in reality, you need to gain 11.1% because the money is being figured, the money is now compounding on the 90,000, not the original 100,000. So you need an 11.1% return. So if we look back at the big collapse, where it was basically a 40% drop, then your $100,000 value would have gone down to 60,000. And look at what you needed just to get even, not to make money, just to get even. You would need a 66.7% return. Last I checked, when you put your money in the bank, you don't even get a 1% return. Think about that. When you start saying, well, where can I put the money? Boy, you're happy if someone says 3%, and you would need a 66% return just to get to even. I'm telling you, this is where a lot of people don't know what's going on, and this is why I get so excited, and I'm so passionate about what we do here at MWR Financial, because we make a real difference. See, here's what the wealthy people know that most people don't. According to the Federal Reserve, the richest 10% of Americans own over half of the tax-free investment gains. Did you hear that? Now, but families in the bottom half of the net worth percentiles own just 6.5% of these tax-free assets. What do we say? Only 6% of people in America even have this account. I'm telling you something. I'm telling you, I'm getting excited. Now, here's the demographics of life. We all have seen this, experienced this, how they say that, you know, only 1% is going to be wealthy, 4% are going to be financially secure, which means they make $50,000 a year or more, 36% will be dead, and then the other 54% will be dead broke. That's what happens. That's the demographics of life. So let's talk about what a private reserve account is and what kind of life would you want to design, okay? So first of all, I just want to share with you this real quickly. Let me go back. Oop, I'm going too fast. Okay, this self-banking private reserve account, the reason I want to show you this page is under YouTube, in our YouTube channel. So you go to YouTube and go to MWR Financial. You can see this private reserve account, and it's a two-minute video that really helps kind of give an overview and explanation of what MWR Financial is all about. It's a visual explanation, very, very cool. You should check that out. Absolutely do that. Now, here's what I want to talk to you about the bank. Here's what happens. Banks, they offer low returns on your money. Right now we're talking about not even a percent. They lend money to others, though. They don't charge them a percent in it, 1% interest. They charge them 10, 9, 8, 12, 15. That's called arbitrage, because they get to charge more than what they actually are giving you. Then you must borrow the money to qualify. Okay, so you have to, I'm sorry, I should say I said that backwards, but you have to qualify to borrow money. All right, can you know how that feels sometimes? Everybody's like wondering, okay, what's your credit score? What's this? What's that? You feel like you have to give your firstborn and give blood and everything else just to get a loan from the bank, and then you have to pay interest on the borrowed money. You also have the bank sets the loan terms, so they tell you how it's going to go and how much you're going to pay every month, and then the dollar only serves one purpose. You know what that dollar serves? The purpose of making the banks They take your money and they make money for themselves, which is the bank, okay? So that's what banks do. But let's talk about what a private reserve account is. It has market-linked returns on your money, so now it's linked to the market and how well it's doing. There's no loss provisions, which means you won't suffer any losses. You don't participate in the downside of the market. You don't have to qualify to borrow your own money. You don't have to qualify to borrow money out of your PRA, okay? You earn interest on your borrowed money. So in other words, if you borrow money from your account, from your PRA, like let's say Gerald wants to send his grandson, his 11-year-old grandson, to college in 9 years, or in about 7 years, what he would do is he could borrow the money from his PRA, watch this, and it acts as though he never even touched the money that is still there growing while he's using it for another purpose. How about that? Now, that's super strong. He gets to set the loan terms, when he's going to pay it back and how he's going to pay it back. He gets tax-free withdrawals. There's no taxes to take that money out. See, unlike his 401k, just because he wants to send his kid to school, you can't take your money out for that. If you do, then they penalize you and they tax you big time, heavy taxes. So that's killing people, and it happens all the time. And the dollar serves multiple purposes here. See, you get to use your money to make money for you. Now, there's five great reasons to start saving in new PRA, okay? And this is the new way now. This is that's why we call it the retirement miracle. Number one is you have safety. See, a private reserve contract guarantees you will never lose money due to market declines. Number two, it's tax-free. So the money inside your PRA will grow tax-free and can be withdrawn tax-free. Number three, you have accelerated living benefits. Simply means the private reserve account contract allows you to access your money when you need it with no penalties, okay? And then number four, you have rate of return. So here's what I love about it. Indexing inside the PRA has historically produced higher returns than most 401ks. And finally, number five, triple compound interest, my favorite. How about this? Interest on the principal, interest on the interest, and interest on the money saved in taxes. See, the rules of money have changed, and nowhere is that more true than with your retirement. Now, I'm going to show you what safe money index strategy, what they use in a private reserve account, and why you do not have to participate in the downside of the market, but you get to enjoy the upside of the market. So let's say you have $100,000, and again, I want to pause here for a moment. I keep saying $100,000. You'll see me say $25,000. All these huge numbers. That's why you heard Mr. Gerald Parker earlier say, you know, initially he was glad that he didn't have to come up with all those big money. All we're showing here is it's just even numbers, and it makes math easy for me. But you could literally start a private reserve account with $100. So this is not something that precludes people, and I got to have thousands of dollars to get this started. Okay, and you heard how Gerald didn't even have to come up with new money. He just used it from his instant pay raise and kick-started his private reserve account. But let's do this. So you started, let's say your account was worth $100,000, and then the market had an upturn of 8%. So what they would do is they would give you an annual crediting of 8%, so now the value of your account is worth $108,000. Now, if the market dropped down 8%, and it was a downturn in the market, you would actually lose money. Now, here's what's interesting. Most people think, oh, my $108,000 goes back to $100,000. No, because you lost 8% of $108,000, not just $100,000. So now you've actually lost real money because you're below $100,000, the value of your account. But here's where the safe money index strategy comes from. See, what happens is when you're in a down market with a private reserve account, zero is your hero. So if that means that simply if the market is a downturn, you're not going to get anything. They're going to give you an annual crediting of zero. That's why it becomes your hero. So your account is still worth $108,000. But here's the exciting part. When the market goes up, for all of those that have their value is below $100,000, $99,000 and change, they would only go up to $104,000. You get to start where you are. So as soon as the market goes up, you don't have to wait for everyone else to catch up with you. You get to go up as well. So you get that 5% increase. So now the value of that account increased to over $113,000, which means you're over almost $9,000. You're actually over $9,000 ahead, and they would need a 14.12% return just to catch up with you. So you're outpacing the market by double digits. This is what we do. This is what, man, I get so excited about this because this is powerful. Never participating in downside of the market. Let me show you how powerful this is. Here's real life situation from 1998 to 2015. The red line represents the up and down of the market. You know, it's up and down. So, you know, 1998 to 2000, market was up. From 2001 to 2002, it dropped. Then the market had great growth through 2007. Then it dropped in 8 and 9, that big drop. And then it started going up from 10 all the way up to 14, had a little tail off. Well, all that up and down, boy, your heart is pumping. You can't sleep at night on the down market. You're super excited about up. That's a lot of stress. But in the private reserve account, if you notice, every time the market went down, and this is the green line, that's what it represents, it's kind of flatlined for you. So it stayed at zero as your hero. Then when the market increased, it increased with the market. And when it dropped again, it stayed flat. So you actually, over that 25 years, you've outpaced the market by some $31,000, almost $32,000. And that's real money. I don't know about you, but I would have a lot of things I can do with $32,000 as opposed to just give it away, let it blow right out the window. And most people do not realize this. Every day they don't have a private reserve account, every day they wait for it, it's like literally leaving your house and throwing a $20 bill out the window as soon as you left to go to work. Boop, there's $20. The next day you go, there's another 20, and every day you do this, you're just throwing $20 out the window. So this is an account that goes up but never goes down. Powerful. Now, how do you win the money game? So I want to help you understand how to get better value for your money and see the impact of savings over time. I'm going to teach you something that will help you for the rest of your life. If you've never heard of the Rule of 72, you want to write this down because this will always help you forever, okay? The Rule of 72 simply says that you simply divide the number 72 by your expected rate of return to determine the number of years it will take for your money to double. For example, if you have, say, you're 29 years old and you had $10,000 in an account, you never put another dime in it, and you were getting a 4% return every year, your money would double every 18 years because when you divide 72 by 18, it says it doubles, or 72 by 4, I should say, because the rate of return, by 4, then it says that should let you know the number is 18, so it doubles every 18 years. So by the time you're 65, that $10,000 will grow to $40,000. Now, if I ask the average person, what happens if it went to an 8% return, what would it be? And the average person would say, oh, I got it. If it goes to 40, it means it would be $80,000. But in reality, it actually grows to $160,000 because money at 8% doubles every 9 years. So it's doubling two times faster than it did at 4%. So that means you get another two doubles. So that means you have $160,000 with that same $10,000, all you did was get a better rate of return. That's the power of compound interest. Now, and then obviously you can see at 12%, oh my goodness, now you're talking about that $10,000 would have grown to $640,000 by the time you were 65 years old. But let's look at this. One of the things I love about this example here is showing the same thing. If you're 25 and you start off with $25,000, by the time you're 73, it would grow to $100,000. At 3%, it would grow to $400,000. At 6%, it would grow to $1.6 million at 9%. But look at the last double. That last double from 65 to 73 in this example, that's an $800,000 double. The last one is always the big one. See, here's what Albert Einstein said. He said the most powerful force in the universe is compound interest. The person that understands compound interest will earn it, and that's what we are looking to help people do is understand it so they can earn it. The person who does not will pay it. And so you guys all understand. We know we've seen credit cards at 6%. Can you imagine? Remember when we talked about if you have $4,000 on a credit card, and you know, and you're paying the minimum payment, you follow the creditor's plan, it'll take you 43 years to pay that off because they want to stretch out as long as possible because they know at 9% interest that you're paying on that card, the money can double every 8 years. See, they got it. This is how you stay in debt forever if you don't understand these things. But when you understand it, you flip the game, and now you're running it. See, this is what we're doing. We're empowering people. Do you understand what you have in your hands, the impact that you can make for the average person? They just didn't know this existed. And they're going to walk around, and they're leading quiet lives of desperation. They're not going to sit there and tell you, hey, I need to know about a PRA, or I want to understand that, and you've got to really tell me because I really need it. They're not going to do that. They're just going to think that they got everything under control, but every night they go to bed, they're trying to figure out how they're going to get it done. But see, I want you to meet Antonio, because I'm going to show you how to win the money game right here and now. And many of us experience this. I'm going through this right now. So Antonio, here's what he has. He has $25,000 in savings at the age of 30. So he got a good job, started working it early, and put money away. He decided to stop contributing to his 401k because he heard about a PRA, because they weren't matching it. So instead, with the $500 he was sending to his 401k, look at this. He didn't have to come up with any money because Antonio didn't have money to come up with. He just took that same $500. Look what I'm talking about, everybody. He kept the 401k, but instead of now, they weren't matching at all. They paid no match. So he learned, and he's now taking that $500, same $500, and he's putting his new private reserve account. All right? So he did that. So now watch this. At age 45, he elects to receive $20,000 a year tax-free for 4 years so he can send his daughter to college. Then at age 65, he stops making contributions altogether and creates his own pension plan. Hello? That's what we said earlier, why everything was going well when people have pensions. Well, he created his own, and by electing to receive a tax-free income of $50,000 a year for the rest of his LIFE. Now, listen to this. He paid $240,000. If you look at that $500 a month for 35 years, he paid $240,000. He received a total of $1.8 million in cash because he was getting $50,000 a year for the rest of his life. And when he died at 100, why did he live to 100? Look at Antonio. Look at his pretty daughter. He was stress-free. He had no stress, no financial stress. He then, at 100, he was able to leave his family $1.5 million. That's the legacy. That's why you hear Gerald Parker talk about the PRA with such passion. He's looking at his 11-year-old grandson. He knows what kind of legacy he's been able to leave him, and there was nothing else that he has done in his life. You heard him. He thought he was going to have to work for 25 years, and he said not only did he not think he could even get there, have the energy to keep doing that. And then he was barely getting by, so how would he ever be able to put any real money away? This is how it gets done. This is what wealthy people have been doing for years, and they just never told us about it. Okay, so now, which is the right course of action, the old way or the new way? Of course the new way. Now, I'm going to show you, remember I said this is what rich people, wealthy people have been doing for years? Let me show you how they buy cars versus how we buy cars. Here's how we buy a car. We see a car, go get a traditional loan for $25,000 for the car. Let's say, you know, that's what we needed. Well, then the bank tells us, okay, you got to pay $471 a month for 60 months. So at the end of that 60 months, we pay $3,260 in interest. So if you add the interest to the car, we actually pay a little over $28,000 for that car. But with your PRA account, here's what happens. You take the $25,000 out of your account, buy the car cash, right? But then you got to pay yourself back. So you take the same $471 a month and you put it back. But guess what? You wind up paying it off in 58 months, not 60, because you don't have charging fees to yourself. So now you're at $942 in saved money right there. Then because the PRA is linked to the S&P 500, from 2000 to 2004 in a bad market, the value of your account grew by $3,101. So think about this. You took the money out, $25,000 out to buy this car, but the value of your account grew by $3,000, as though you never touched the money. So that's a $4,000 difference. If you subtract the $4,000 from the $25,000, that means you really only paid $21,000 for that car. Now, that's in a bad market, because remember when I was showing you the graph up and down, up and down? In 2000, 2001, and 2002, the market was going down, so you didn't have that great market. And then 2003 and 2004, it came back a little bit, and that's your earnings. But what happens if it was a really good market? So we already talked about the same $25,000, you know, what you pay for your car. But here's what your PRA would do for you. You would kind of do your PRA auto loan, right, to yourself. So you'd pay yourself back. You bought the car for $25,000. You pay yourself back $471 a month. It takes you 58 months to pay yourself back. You've already saved $942 than what you would have done with the bank. Then your PRA is linked to the S&P 500 because it was great growth years for those 4 years you had the car, you wind up earning $15,000 and change. So the total difference that you earned was $16,000. If you subtract that $16,000 from the $25,000 car, that means you really only paid $9,000 for that car, to drive that car. You didn't pay any interest. You earned interest. See, those that – remember what Einstein said, those that understand the power of compound interest will earn it. Those that don't will pay it. And this is the difference. This is what wealthy people – they don't just do this for their car, by the way. They do this for their homes as well. So I want you to understand, our wealth experts will take you through it. Set, if this is what you want to do, they will set it up and help you see it. And here's the greatest thing about it. You will get an illustration, so you don't have to figure out, like, and you don't know what's going on. You will be able to see from year to year exactly how this thing all plays out. Powerful. So remember, we talked about the four cornerstones of a strong financial foundation. You want growth. You also want safety. You also want tax-free access, tax advantages, which is free access, and you want protection. So here's what I wanted to do. We want to show you every kind of financial product there is. You know, and then we're going to talk to you about, do they have growth? Do they have safety? Do they have tax advantage access? And do they have protection, either through a death benefit or a pension plan? So if you have stocks and bonds, and let's look at this, just see right away, if you have stocks and bonds, do they have growth? Of course, yes. Do they have safety? No. And that no is painful, like, ugh. Do they have tax advantage access? Ugh. Do they have protection? Ugh. So all they have is growth, and I'm out there naked the rest of the way? Nah, that's not for me. How about a 401k, 403b, 457, IRAs, you know, your IRAs or your TSPs? See, I'm talking to all of you out there, some of you teachers and city workers and government workers. Look at this. Do you have growth? Yes. Great. Safety? Ugh. Tax advantage access? Ugh. Death benefit? Ugh. So now you, too, are out there naked, just letting it grow, but you did nothing protecting the growth. What about the Roth IRA? Does it have growth? Yes. Does it have safety? Ugh. Does it have tax advantage access? Yes. But does it have protection? No. So that doesn't work for me. How about an annuity? Fixed annuity? No growth. Now, it does have safety, no tax advantage access, and it does have a protection at the end. A variable annuity, it has growth, but it doesn't have safety. You don't have tax advantage access, and you may or may not have protection because depending on if the market's up or down, you could have lost all your money. In an indexed annuity, you have growth, you have safety, you don't have any tax advantage access, and you do have protection. So that's pretty good, but it didn't hit them all. And then if you said, oh, I'm going to do it all through life insurance, well, term life, you're just paying, you're basically betting from the insurance company that you're going to die before the term ends. So that's a weird thing. So you do have a death benefit. Whole life, you have no growth. You do have safety. You do have tax advantage access, and you do have protection, but you don't have any growth. That doesn't work. Ugh. Then you have a universal life, no growth. Safety, okay, yes. Tax advantage access, yes. A pension, a protection, yes. A variable universal life has growth, yes. Safety, nope. Tax advantage access, yes, and then it depends on how the market's doing and how they count in if you're going to have any money or not left over. But let's talk about the private reserve account, what we've talked to you about all this time. Does it have growth? Yes, yes. Does it have safety? Yes, yes. Does it have tax advantage access? Yes, yes. Does it have protection? Yes, yes. That is it. So when you measure it against all other accounts, now you see why Mr. Brian House wanted to have this kind of program where wealth experts can help you get this, have access to this. This is why we say you can line us up with every other company in this industry, and none of them will do this for you. See, every person here, they can go out and make this happen for them and their families and change everything. They can start their kids. My kids all have private reserve accounts, all three of my kids, because I showed them how they could have millions, not 1 million, millions. by the time they're old and gray. Millions. And they're protected, and it's that important. So it is powerful. Now, remember we talked about our six-figure income, guaranteed income strategy? Let's review it for everybody. Remember the power of you plus the daily guarantee plus the presidential bonuses? So if you go out and help 12, and again, I'm talking to the leaders, the do-it-first leaders, the ones that say, I'm trying to knock the financial cover off the ball. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. This is my moment. This is my time. I recognize it, and I'm going to go do something about it. They're not going to stop at just getting three, even though that's all that's required in our business model and our compensation plan. They're going to go get 12 right away so they can be at the $600 in guaranteed income, or that $7,200 a year that they're making extra. And that's like $600, that's like having $240,000 in the bank getting a 33% return. Think how long it would take you to put $240,000 in the bank. And many of us have been working for 10, 20, 30 years, and we still haven't been able to put that in the bank away. So how do we expect that to ever happen? But you can absolutely accelerate all that by just going out to getting your 12 and you have $600 a month. But then when you help those 12 who help 5, who help 3 each, who help 2 each, now you have a team of over 612 QFCs. And what does that make you? Remember what I said, if you have over 500 or more, you have a big business. That's what you have now. You have a big business, and guess what you're getting? So now you're at $200 in daily guarantee. We already have people in this business with that already built a big business getting $200 in daily guarantee as we speak. Mr. Terrence Hawkins, how you doing, brother? That's $6,000 a month in income. That's guaranteed. Now watch this. The presidential bonus, you pick up another $2,500 on top of that. That means you're at $8,500 a month or $102,000 a year for you. Now think about that. 12,532 equals $102,000 a year for you. So if you wanted to know a clear, concise way on how to earn a six-figure income here at MWR Financial, you just did it. And here's the beautiful thing about it. You can you literally, and Terrence knows this, everybody that's building the business knows this, you don't have to go teach anybody how to go be some sort of expert on any level of anything we do. The experts do all the work. All we do is we become great commercials and we become traffic directors, or traffic cops, if you will, that are out there directing traffic, because we direct people where they can get the motivation. We direct them to calls like this. We direct them to our Monday calls. We direct them to any opportunity calls we're doing. We direct them to the meetings. That's all we do. And then we are cheerleaders about it. We're great commercials. This is why you need to go to this meeting. This is why you need to go to this event. This is why you need to go see this. This is why you need to be on this call tonight. Now, to help you guys all, remember I said you have to have staying power. I'm seeing who's focused, who's going to be here to the very end, because I'm about to show you something that's going to blow your mind. So now I showed you that, right? Oh, by the way, just so you know, there's an additional $3,000 per month that's paid to you in the luxury vehicle and or home bonus of your choice. So so imagine now you have your car and your house paid for, and that all that money is just gravy for you, or you could just take it all together and say, I'm over $11,000 a month. $11,500 a month in income. But now I'm going to ask you guys to bear with me here, because I'm going to show you something. I want you to keep it. I wanted you to see this, keep this in mind, because what I'm about to show you is going to absolutely blow your mind. So I'm going to pause your screen for a moment. This will take just a moment. Okay. And I need to go here, and I need to go here, and now I think I can unpause it. All right, you should be able to see my screen again now. I want to show you a calculator, because you know what they say, people may lie, but figures, numbers never lie. It is what it is. So here's what I'm going to show you. If you went out and let's just say the average person, they're putting $400 a month away in their 401k. I'm going to use kind of Gerald as this example. So that's what they're doing. They're kind of doing $100 a week out of their check because they know they need to retire. They know they need to put some money away. So that's what they're doing, okay? So they're putting $400 a month away. Then I'm going to say the average person doesn't even start thinking about saving anything until they're about 35 years old, because now they have a wife and kids and house and all this stuff going on. They say, I need to start putting some money away. So let's say they save for 35 years, because by the time they're 70, they want to have some money put away in their account. Now, if they just don't, put the money under their mattress, That means that they didn't get any interest, nothing. They have, that's $168,000 of real money that they kind of put away over 35 years. That's not too much. But let's say you go out, and I'm going to say a bank. Over the years, you, instead of just 1%, we know what we've been getting, but say over the years you get about a 2% return. So let's see what that means there. At 2%, you're up to $243,000, better than $160,000, so that interest is better. We all know that. But we already know it takes 30, it's going to take 2%, take 35 years for the money to double, right? So here's what happens. If you got a 6% return, now the reason why I chose 6 is because if you were in the stock market and you were going up and down and all that kind of things happening, or a lot of times, you know, these insurance companies, all that, they use that 6% because the market fluctuates over time. It pays out about a 6%. So over 35 years, you got a 6% return. Let's see where you would be. Well, that's $572,000. So that's not bad. That kind of is okay. But then if you went out and let's say you got an 8% return, because this is more like what you're looking at from a private reserve account, because you don't have to participate in those down markets, so that makes your return perform at a better rate. So 401k is kind of like 6%, but 8% with a private reserve account. Now you're talking about, boom, you're staring at $1 million right there. Right there, okay? So now let's see what happens, though. And here's the one thing that happens. What happens if we just added $100, just $100, just $100, $100 more, and went to $500, okay? Then what would happen over that period of time? There's $1.1 million. Now you have your $1 million under your rocking chair after 35 years. However, don't get too excited about this, because you know what we did not do? We didn't account for taxes. And remember, we talk about one-third of your income is paid in taxes, right? So now let's talk about that. If we calculate taxes in, woo, you didn't know you had a partner like that. Look what he just did. Your partner, Uncle Sam, the IRS just took almost half of your money. You went from $1.1 million down to $627,000. That's a significant bite. That's why when you ask the average person, what's your biggest bill, they'll tell you my car payment, my house payment. No. It's taxes. But what I love about MWR Financial, this again, what you have before you is you can affect that where that doesn't have to be the case. But now some of you said, hey, you heard Gerald. He had a 401k before he ever came to MWR Financial, so he understands I got to do something to help try to shield me from taxes a little bit. So that 401k, so now that 627 goes to 773. That's better. But when you have a private reserve account, let me tell you, because you're not taxed on the seed. I mean, you're being taxed on the seed, but you're not being taxed on the harvest. Look what happens. It grows to $1.1 million. You got your $1 million back. See, that's the power of what we do. Now, I want to share something with you, because I know a lot of people, you're listening, you're hanging in there, you're being focused. I love it. You guys are showing me that you have what it takes to win. But here's what happens. Some of you are going to get off this call. You're going to hear about the PRA. You're going to say, well, I don't know if I'm really ready now. I don't know if I'm together yet. I'm not sure. And you're going to try to think in your own head instead of asking an expert. So you're not going to make a decision to say, let me at least see what's going on with my PRA and what I can do and what it looks like and what I have to do. You're not going to make a schedule a consultation, because everybody should schedule a consultation with your PRA. And everybody you care about that gets involved with the MWR, they need to schedule that consultation. It's that important. But you know how you do it. You go, I'm going to do it a little bit later. Let me just get some things together. Let me kind of make some money. Then I'll go and look at it, because I want to do it when I feel like I can do something. So you kind of put it off. And, you know, but you plan to get back to it pretty soon. You hope that in like 2 or 3 months I'm going to come back and then I'm going to have it all done. But, you know, then what happens, graduations come in, the kids need that, this goes on, that goes on, the dog, the cat, the parents, all kind of stuff happens. You look up and in a blink of an eye, 5 years went by. And you had that 5-year blink. And then you say, oh, okay, shoot, 5 years, let me do it. Let me get it done. You go on and get your PRA. Let me show you something that happens with 5 years, a 5-year blink. Boom. Now, it's not going to be that bad. Now, ooh, because that hurt. But here's where it is. Your 5-year blink, that means your $1 million went down to $750,000. You're $1.1 million. You lost about $400,000 in that 5-year blink. Oh, and let me help you be real clear on this. There is impossible to get it back. that money's gone forever. Because remember when we talked about the compound interest and how you determine it, the rule of 72? And remember that last year of compounding is always the biggest year? So if you literally took that five-year blink, and let's say you were getting 8% return, which means the money is doubling every 9 years, then if you took 5 years away from that, you just took half of the money to be able to grow with it. And that is a huge bite. So I'm letting you guys know that that blink is a serious blink. That costs you money. Remember what we said earlier? You heard me say every time you drive drive away to go to work, you're just throwing $20 out the window. You just keep throwing that out the window. So that is the power. This is why you got to act now to make sure you take care of your family. However, I've been saying 35 years, 30 years. I know right now there's some people sitting there going, Andamo, there is no way I want to be doing this for that long. Well, here's the greatest thing that we have with MWR Financial. A lot of you might say the PRA, and it is. But the greatest part of MWR Financial is that we have an opportunity that allows you to earn money, earn significant money, so you can accelerate everything we just talked about. You don't have to wait for all that period of time. Some of you say 30 years, 20, 35 years, way too long. What do I need to do to be done in 20 years? Well, here's what happens. Put away $2,500 a month for 20 years. Ooh, look at that. I just kicked it all up. I did that for 30 years. So don't get everybody's like, what? $3.7 million. No, let me put the 20 years in here. I didn't put 20 years. There's your $1 million. You put away $2,500 a month. There's your $1 million. Watch this. Remember we showed the 12,532. You're at 8,500, not counting the other $3,000 for the house and the car. So let's say you had that paid for. So you got the 8,500. It's fairly clear. So then you say, well, wait a minute. I'm going to take part of that. I'm going to take 2,500 of that. If I just go build a 12,532, I could take 2,500 of that and see my way to $1 million more than likely or more in 20 years. That could be cool, all right? So that's there. But some of you are saying 20 years. Andamo, I'm 50. I'm 60. I don't want to wait 20 years. I'm 30 and I don't want to wait 20 years. Okay, I got you. So let's say in 10 years. Here's what you have to do in 10 years. You've got to go out and put in $6,500 per month into your PRA to be done in 10 years. There's your $1 million in 10 years. Now, you heard Gerald talk about he started at one level, but he keeps adding more because he said, thanks to MWR Financial and the opportunity, he's making more money, allows him to put more money in his PRA. See, this is how you get done. This is how you know Brian House didn't have this put MWR Financial together so it's some quick here today gone to Maui. No, he put it so it has legacy written all over it, and he cares. So he's looking at, we don't want you just to make big money. We absolutely want you to make big money, but we want you to save and invest big money. So you never, ever have to look back. When you're done, you're done. This is how you get done in 10 years. But I know I got some big thinkers and some big doers that are not playing. They are taking no names. They don't want to take prisoners. They say, hey, Andamo, when we get to that 1%, when we have 1%, capture 1% of the market out there, and we have our 1.5 million, I want to be one of the millionaires. And watch this. I'm going to earn $1 million in income, and I want $1 million in income that I was able to put away and invest. So that's going to be $2 million. So how do I do that? Because then I'm a multimillionaire because the value of what I'm doing is all there. Well, here's what it is. You put away $15,500 a month, $15,500 a month for 5 years, you'll have your $1 million. Now, think about that. So if you went out and built a, and I'm going to show you how to get this done. You do a 12,532, you might decide I'm going to do another 12,532. Because then you've done it. You've done it just doing that. Or, here's the big or, and this is what I love about our compensation plan. This is what it does. It rewards you for helping others go win financially. It rewards you for helping others. So now all of a sudden you have five people in your organization in separate legs, all go out and build a 12,532. You will literally, putting away 15 grand, that's only 10% of your money. That's all you'd be putting over there, 10% of your money, because you'd be well over $100,000 a month. You'd be more like $150,000 a month or more. and you'd be just take say, I'm going to take $15,000 of that, I'm going to put it away. Now, some of you are saying, man, if I'm doing that, I'm going to take a lot more than that, and I'm going to be done in 2.5 years. Okay, show me. But I'm saying 5 years, here's the plan. So what I'm telling you is this, and I'm going to pause. Well, honestly, I'm not going to pause it. I'll pause the screen because, no, I won't. I'll just do this. It'll just take a moment. And let me go here. Okay, so I'll do this. Now, we show this guaranteed income. Let me click on that. I'm going to go through this real quickly. Bing, 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 bing. But here's what I want to show you. We just literally focused. We have the cash flow quadrant of four ways to earn income. We focused on the I. And we showed you how you can be an employee or a self-employed person, or you could have a big business and be a business owner running our system to help you do this I like never before. But you can leverage little money, big money, either way you can use leverage just like wealthy people do. And I'm telling you something, I truly believe that if the promise is made clear, the price you pay to get there is easy. So if you wanted to drive the car of your dreams, live in the home of your dreams, take the vacation of your dreams, or you simply want to spend time with who you want, when you want, where you want, for however long you want, then all you have to do is dream big, aim high, and you'll have a chance to live free. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, if you go, and everybody should be literally scheduling those consultations. And if you're a leader, you should be making sure your team is scheduling these consultations, because the amount of testimonies that you'll have on your team, it is going to literally choke a horse. You'd have so many. And guess what that's going to do? That's just only going to attract more and more people to your business and grow your business. See, we don't have to grow our business with smoke and mirrors and tell people and get them all hyped up and hope they stay hyped up forever. No, everything we do is real. That's why MWR, Make Wealth Real. That's who we are. That's what we do. And so when now people are starting to see wealth become real, and I'm just using Gerald since he was on earlier and you heard it and everybody knows his testimony. Imagine him. Imagine him being on your team. And you want somebody to talk to, say, you're talking to them and they're kind of on the fence, but they kind of hear it. You let them talk to Gerald and let them tell it. This would happen for me just building the business. Out of my own existing finances, I could put $1 million away under my rocking chair. But guess what? I don't want to wait for 35 years. I'm accelerating it. I'm getting this done in 10 years. That's the power. And all of a sudden that person goes, hey, you know, I'm in. I want to do that. Now they're connecting with their private reserve. They schedule a consultation. And guess what? That's all you had to do. You didn't have to be the expert. You didn't have to know how to say all of this stuff. You pointed them to this call. They heard it. They said, oh, my goodness, I need it. They schedule the consultation. They get results, and you grow your business bigger and bigger and bigger, because now they're off and they're on fire on their own. And here's what's so beautiful about it. They're on fire not because of smoke and mirrors, not because they built this big business right away. They're just getting started. But they now are attracting people because they're seeing what's happening to them immediately from the instant pay raise going forward. So that's why I never make our company about some little part of it. I tell people what it is, because this is what we do. This is the power of what you have before your hand. So when I say we have the cure to financial cancer, there are people out there that don't even know this exists. Only 6% have it, and of the 6%, only 3% make less than $250,000 a year. That means everybody's walking around blind. They don't know. So we've got to be passionate about getting the word out. Then whatever they decide is on them, but we've got to be passionate about getting the word out. So with that, and you follow that principle and you get after it, you follow exactly what we've laid out, follow our system, not only will we see you at the top, we'll see you on the beaches of the world, but we'll also see you at the bank. And I want you to know something. See, we say at the MWR Bank, you know what I'm going to say, but guess what? It's because people took advantage. They weren't just at the bank like any bank. They were at the bank getting their PRA, making it happen. They were buying real estate. They were buying cars, everything else through their PRA, becoming their own bank. Because now you understand that when it comes to us and you see us at the bank, at the MWR Financial Bank, now you know the how and why. They don't just count our money. They weigh it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say good night for now. Have a great evening. I'm so fired up about what's happening here at MWR. Let us know if this helped you at all, if this is what you wanted to see. We're going to unmute the lines. I appreciate everybody being on the call.
Thank you so much, man.
Way to get it done.
Are you talking to me?